Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
Wow, another week went by pretty quickly. Growing in Grace podcast here, a weekly podcast revolving around the unconditional love and perfect grace of Jesus Christ. I'm the Cap, Mike Kapler, Breeze Man over there, Joel Brzezicki, who actually is personal friends with the Muffin Man. He knows him. A lot of people say they know the Muffin Man, or they'll ask if you know the Muffin Man. Joel actually knows him.
I know him so well that he moved. He's no longer on Drury Lane, and I know where he lives, but I'm not telling anybody. Were your kids, did you ever watch Shrek? Any of the
yes.
Shrek movies? And
yes. Haven't thought about the Muffin it for 20 Man? Years, but we did.
Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man? The Muffin Man? Who lives on Drury Lane? Oh, yeah. That's one of those guilty pleasures that, you know, since my kids watched those movies, I got to watch those movies too.
There were some good ones. I mean, probably a fond memory I've got is, I think it was her second movie. Her daughter was pretty small when The Lion King came out. And so me and her went to that in the theater.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
And I you know, to me, that was really one of the great Disney movies.
Yeah, that's a great one. There are some good ones out there. But the Muffin Man is not somebody I actually know. I have to admit I was lying. I was bearing false witness. You were bearing false witness against me, and you really shouldn't do that. And then I went along with it.
Well, I was just saying what somebody told me. So,
well, you shall not be a talebearer among your people. Did you not know that? Did you not know that the law says that? You know that in Leviticus?
I've never bared my tail since high school.
Leviticus 19:16. You shall not go around as a slanderer, or the New King James says, as a talebearer among your people. So there's that. That means
false gossip, right?
Yeah. That means that you are not following the law, but that's not the moral law, right? Well, isn't that a moral thing, though? Wouldn't that be a moral thing?
Let's talk about this, because we've spent a lot of time talking about the law of Moses and, you know, the covenant that the Jews have been under. And we talk a lot about what Paul says about how that law, how that ministry became obsolete, is no longer in place. It was only in place, again, for the Jewish people, not for non-Jewish people. So a very, very small percentage of the world was even under that law while it was in effect hundreds of years before Christ, and came to an end at the cross and resurrection of Jesus. Now, if you're somebody out there, and we always have new people tuning in, can I say tuning? They listen and they hear some of this stuff, and they're kind of transitioning a little bit from some of the legalistic muck and all of that stuff, and have come into a better understanding of God's grace. And they might listen to us for 3 months, Joel, and then they'll go back to their legalistic pastor, and in 10 minutes he'll have them back under bondage again. You know, trying to claim that we're lunatics because we're encouraging people to go out and steal and murder and whatever.
And to those people, I would tell them, leave your dial set right here if they're tuned in to us.
Yeah.
Don't go back. Keep your dial set yeah. right here.
Don't change the channel. So with that in mind, let's talk about this a little bit, because even though... most of us, almost all of us today, are really generally unfamiliar with the Mosaic Law. We know a few things. We've got a few headlines we've heard about, but we generally aren't familiar with it, don't really understand it for the most part. And yet, when we say some of the things we say here on the Growing in Grace podcast, you know, some of the traditionalists out there in the world of church buildings, they will just think that we're off the deep end. There's too much grace. You got to have a balance. And even though they know very little about the Mosaic Law, they still want to tout it.
Right.
Only a very small portion of it, mind you, but still they'll tout little bits and pieces of it, like the Ten Commandments, for example. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and a few other ones that are pretty popular out there. Obey your parents, you know, things like that. Now, if you didn't obey your parents, guess what the result of that was under the law? Death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we tout some of these things, but then we don't apply the consequences if somebody doesn't follow them. Or, you know, you're probably familiar with the woman who is caught in the act of adultery, where Jesus kind of got her out of that. She was issued a death sentence by those with stones in their hand because that's what the law said to do. She was caught in the act. She should die. The law says so. What do you say, Jesus? So you see, there's also not only the drive from the church world, the traditional church world, legalistic world, this drive to try to get people to follow rules and regulations, but they seldom apply the punishments in the way that the law would.
Right.
Even picking up sticks, yes, on a Sabbath, weekly Sabbath, guy gets caught, he should die. I mean, it's pretty harsh, right? So with this in mind, Joel, when we talk about the law, what are we talking about? Because seminaries and so forth, Bible colleges, whatever, they've kind of divided the law up. Generally, it's usually like in three different categories. You've got the moral laws, the ceremonial laws, sacrificial laws. And they'll tell you that the moral laws haven't been done away with. And what God wrote on engraved on the Ten Commandments, on the stones with the ten, those haven't come to an end. But it's just the ceremonial laws. It's those sacrificial laws. But it was all one law.
Mm-hmm.
It is men who has tried to divide these up and pick and choose. When God said quite frequently, nobody should pick and choose. You can't add anything to this law. The law was the law. It was written in stone. God engraved the ten. And by the way, he also required that the rest of the law, over 600 plus rules, commandments, and statutes, that they also be written on stone. God carved the ten, and then the Jews had to write the rest on big stone tablets before entering the promised land. So it was all one law. It wasn't divided up. And you couldn't say that we're going to add something to the law, nor could you say we're going to take something away from it. The law was the law. But that's what the church world does. And they'll just pick a very small sliver of a percentage to focus on. And so some people get the idea, like what you were alluding to, Joel, some people get the idea that we're saying you can go out and murder people, that you can go out and do all these bad things because you're not under the law, you're not required to try to keep the law. And when it comes to salvation and justification, of course, nobody could ever do it. So you're freed from it. Now, we were never under it, but you're freed from any system of works. There's all kinds of modern-day works systems out there now. The Jewish people that we read about in the scriptures, both Old and New Testament, they were redeemed and freed and delivered from that stone tablet ministry entirely. We have also been delivered from anything that might remotely resemble something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I want to get Joel in here, but we're talking some of this stuff out to try and help people understand some of the things that we say, because it's important, because Paul talked a lot about it, that the law caused sin to increase, that it was the strength of sin, that there's just that it was the ministry of death and condemnation, and was replaced. It once had glory, but no longer does, and was replaced with a better ministry, a more superior ministry of the Spirit.
Yeah. You know how...
Are you still there? You didn't fall asleep on my sermon there, did you?
I just woke up right at the end, and so if I repeat anything that you just said... It's because that, and, you know, and speaking of repeating things, people have a pet parrot, and they teach it to say things, and so they'll say something, and then the parrot will repeat it, and that's where we get the word, you know, they're just parroting something, and hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Was that your parrot, or was that you? I know you don't have a parrot, so it must have been
pretty
you.
Pretty girl.
And that right there if people say that, well, we're not under the ceremonial law and the other law, we're under the moral law. Those who break up the law into different sections, they are just parroting what they have been taught, because
right.
nowhere in the Old Testament or New Testament scriptures does it say that just part of the law was done away with, but the Ten Commandments or the moral law remains. There's nowhere that it says any such thing. And when Paul was talking about the law being the ministry of death and condemnation, he was saying that it was written and engraved on stones, just like what you were saying, written and engraved. And so we know that the law, the Ten Commandments, were engraved by the finger of God on two stone tablets. And as you were saying, I think, is it Deuteronomy 27, I think, at the end, where God commanded the people to write the rest of the laws on stones?
Yes, that's where you'll find it, right before they were getting ready to go into the Promised Land. That's right.
Yeah, so every single law, all 613, are on stones, and they're not to be broken up. It's just crazy to think this, that when Jesus died, well, the Ten Commandments remained, but the rest of them didn't. And, you know, I even get to thinking about the one that says, love your neighbor as yourself. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You know, that's one of the two laws that Jesus said, on these two hang the law and the prophets. The one, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Believe it or not, those are actually laws from the law of Moses that we are not under. But even if people think, well, we're under that because Jesus said it, you know, if you look in the scriptures for that, at the beginning of this, I said, you shall not go around as a talebearer among your people, and you shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. That's Leviticus 19:16. It's the very next verse that says, two verses later, you shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Leviticus 19:18. So we're under that law, apparently, but everything else around that, yeah, we can just throw it out. It's just kind of silly. And keep on reading in Leviticus 19, you shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your cattle breed with a different kind. You shall not sow your field with two kinds of seed, nor shall you wear a garment of cloth made of two kinds of material. So if you've got clothes that have two different kinds of material, I think one version says, nor shall a garment of mixed linen and wool come upon you. So we're not under that, but we're under everything else. They pick and choose. They tell us we're picking and choosing what commandments we can keep, but they're the ones who are picking and choosing, and it's just really kind of silly. And the whole point here is that we're under none of the law. It was a covenant between God and Israel, and the whole thing was done away with, and a better ministry took its place, and that's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So when people ask us, are you just saying you can go out and murder and kill and commit adultery and all these things? That's what you're saying. Of course not. But we are saying, do you need a law in order to not murder, in order to not steal? Do you need a law? What about the life of the Holy Spirit in you? I mean, isn't that enough? It's one thing we're saying.
And the love of God that abides in us.
Yes.
I mean, that's really what this is about. Because you see, if you know, if you freely, you're free to love now. Okay. It's not a command. It's not a requirement. You can choose to do it or choose not to do it. But you're still saved by grace through faith. But you are the righteousness of God now. This is a part of who you are. You've received this inheritance, these attributes that come from the Father into us. And so we're now free to love. And when you're loving with the God kind of love, the love that God has placed within us, instead of just working to try to love people like the Old Testament talked about, when that's taking place, guess what? You're not going to steal from somebody. You're not going to murder somebody. You're not going to do things to hurt other people. I'm not saying that you'll be a perfect doer, but the love of God is the motivation here now. And once that takes over and we receive it and begin to live in it, it's not about written rules. It's really more about that.
Yeah, because those written rules, you know, let's just take you shall not murder. Obviously, that's a good thing. A person should not murder. But that commandment never stopped anybody from murdering. The written rules, in fact, as Paul said, I think as you had brought up, it caused an increase in sin. It caused sin to abound. Read Romans 7. And Paul had said that the law is the strength of sin. It gives sin its strength. And so if you're trying to live by these rules and commandments, you'll find the opposite happening of what you really think should happen. And so the answer that we're given in through Jesus is his life, the Holy Spirit in us, the love of God. Not rules, not commandments. They could never give life. They could never actually help a person to do what they say. And instead, we're given the Holy Spirit who produces fruit in and through us. It's fruit that we bear, but it's his fruit, and it's the love of God that we get to know. So rather than, like you were saying, rather than focusing on laws and rules and commandments, which can really never give life and can never help you and might even actually cause you to have an increase in the things that you don't want to do, get to know Jesus, get to know his love, get to know the Holy Spirit in you, and you'll find things changing in a way that could never happen through laws and commandments.
And that would have been a good place to stop, but I'm going to add one more thing here, Joel, to what you just said. Any religion, of the many thousands and thousands of them that are out there, anybody can attempt to be a rule keeper, okay? The difference, as Joel just said, is Jesus, getting to know him, the power of his resurrection, the love that he has for you, and then in turn, sharing that love, demonstrating that love yourself, his love to others.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brzezicki, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.